I get into Mike's pants?
So I have some really exciting news. For the month of August, because Mike is...
We may have to extend this. I don't know how many people are going to be interested.
No, you know...
You might just say for the rest of the calendar year.
Okay, can I just say I was the first one to say...
Here.
Can I just say I was the first one to question whether anyone was going to come out and actually participate in this.
No,
but
he's
just
being,
prefacing
he's
that.
He's being modest. He was so all about this, and he's just talking it up, and you're like... I'm going to have all these hot chicas going after me. And he does
and
say the word
chica. And he said
chicas.
Chica, absolutely.
Yeah, I know.
Well, I'm just trying to get to the Latino demographic.
He says, I'm going to be pulling some strange
Latino
from all this.
Or Latina.
And I'm so excited. I can get punani
well, do you
around
call,
the world.
Do you want to call the entire Latino population feminine or masculine?
No, I was just saying that you were talking about, I just wanted to cover the Latino population, and Latino usually refers to dudes, not
oh,
chicas.
Okay. So, well, yeah, but if I said Latina population.
But you didn't. You said Latino.
I said it right.
Oh, shut up.
I said it right.
Mike likes dudes. Okay, so... here's what's going on. We are going to, and you know what? I think you're probably right. For the rest of the calendar year, let's go with it for there.
No, get.
Okay, for, August.
There's
August.
No stipulations.
Definitely August. We are going to run a contest that's called Win a Date with Mike.
That's right, ladies.
And we're doing this for a couple of reasons. One, Mike is a sexy guy.
That's right.
And two, he's too pathetic to get his own date.
Now that's where you lose me.
Now, Mike, have you gotten your hair lasered off your back yet?
No.
All right. Okay. I'm just trying to draw the picture for the woman.
Hairy.
But you have recently lost a lot of weight.
Yes, he has. He's
a little bit. Yeah.
He's looking
quite
pretty
trim.
Good.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
So
don't worry,
I'm
not interested.
It's okay. I know.
You know I'm not. So here's
where are you taking a picture, dude?
I'm just no. Make a good face. Come on, I'm posting
this. Is this gonna?
Sorry,
you gotta warn me when you're gonna take.
Why don't
a picture,
we wait till he's
my
got the
my
headphones
yeah.
off?
Yeah,
and he,
we'll
know,
take it later.
Gets his hair all done up.
Well, I just wanted to give them a shot of him actually working in the studio.
There's
here.
There's a lot of those like that.
All right.
He's eating the microphone. Oh, no, he's not eating the microphone.
That one's definitely going up. So here's what's going on. We are doing Win a Date with Mike. And in order, very, very simple for you guys who want to get in on this. Here's what we're going to have you guys
whoa,
do.
Whoa.
What?
No guys are allowed to enter this competition. This is all for the ladies.
I'm sorry.
I just wanted to make that perfectly clear.
Okay.
Because when
straight
he goes,
up. When because when we're checking the emails and there's pictures from dudes in there, I don't want you making any cracks that it was me asking, you know.
And when he goes to our local bar Reflections, he has no problem picking up people.
Exactly.
He just confirmed it exactly. Reflections is a gay bar, my friend.
Oh. I just thought you said that as in any.
What's
God
the other
damn.
One? The patio.
The patio is the one that I like.
Yeah.
I didn't.
Yeah.
Oh, that what? Sucked. Gay bar? What? I didn't know. What?
No, I don't know what they're called in Reno. I know there are a couple, but I don't know what the names of them are.
Yeah.
Sure. So, all right. He foiled my attempt to have dudes send in pictures by getting very specific on my rhetoric. So, ladies, if you would like to win a date with Mike.
Which, who wouldn't? I mean,
he is
really
okay. He's a really nice guy.
Come on.
He's interesting. He's successful.
I mean,
the man owns his own
really?
Business. He's a DJ.
I've known him for 8 years. I've never dated Mike. I don't
know
how.
All of a sudden, you guys are like making me. Sound
oh no! Wait,
awesome.
I've known Mike for much longer than 8 years.
You are pretty awesome. I mean, come on. I think a lot of the time you
when
know,
he tweezes the hair between his eyebrows, he's great.
I got that little buzz
for
going.
For those of you who couldn't just see that, he was just giving me that there ain't no hair in between there. little finger motion there. So there's a couple of parameters for you ladies.
Yeah.
That's for you, Mike. Yeah, for you ladies you. Who want to enter this contest. First off, we want you to email a photo of yourself to Mike. Now, this can be any kind of a photo. What were you saying earlier on, Mike, about clothing?
Well, let's give the ultimate parameters.
Okay.
It has to be a photograph of them with a popsicle.
That's it. There has to be a popsicle somewhere in the photo.
I'm not saying that the popsicle necessarily has to be in your mouth. I'm not saying that you need to be clothed in the picture. I'm just saying that there needs to be a popsicle in there for it to be legitimate and you to have entered the contest.
There it is. Great. So, for
by the way, I'm not checking the email for the next year.
Oh, come on, Kristen. You know that.
So, for you ladies who want to engage in this, email your photos and put in
the subject line,
win a date with Mike. Huh. And you want to email your photos to mattmikeandkristen@yahoo.com.
And also you want to let us know where you're from.
Where you're from.
And why you want to date Mike.
Why you want to date Mike. And one other thing that we'd like to throw in there. I think we were talking about this. What you would want to do to Mike should you win a date with him.
Ooh, I like that. Let's throw that in there.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
So once again,
be creative,
once
ladies.
Again, Matt, Mike,
but
and Kristen.
But use small words.
Not because Mike's dumb, just because he has doesn't have a lot of time because he's so busy and
he's
kind of slow.
Yeah. No, because I'm fast paced. Need to read those quick emails.
Right. So one more time, Matt, Mike, and Kristen at yahoo.com. Take a picture of yourself.
With a popsicle,
email it us. And are we putting a deadline on this? Because the end of the calendar year, that's a long ways away.
Oh, yeah, I say August.
I say we.
We'll limit it to August.
Okay.
Please, ladies, he really needs it.
Yeah, let's do August. And the other thing is,
send him out to you.
Oh God.
If you don't live here locally,
in fact,
minute,
if
this
he were
totally
to stay,
going the other direction.
I'm sorry.
Now, if you don't live here locally,
hot ticket.
Even you know, international listeners out there.
He'll travel
and some, you know, if you end up winning, we will arrange something. So don't let the fact
distance.
That you live somewhere else, don't let distance stop you, okay?
Yeah,
so,
Mike's a rich boy.
Yeah, let's get get the emails going.
Oh, that's one thing. He's got a lot of money.
Oh yeah. So now if anybody plays, we'll be giving that as the excuse that they called is because now I'm rich.
Well,
that's awesome.
Yeah, he's attractive. He really is.
Make sure that you check out our MySpace site for
money.
Some pictures. Pictures of Mike. We're going to post some new ones up there of him after he's lost
Showing
some weight. He's being
the
all.
Hot bod.
Yeah, awesome. Exactly. Check out our MySpace site for that. Also, stay tuned to mattmikeandkristen.podomatic.com for any updates. And we will see you guys on the flip side.